This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show on the earth, other than, of course, as we always say, the alien shows, which are much more exciting and entertaining than Todd and myself. I have Todd Cuden to my right. I am Frederick Penny, your host. We've got Cal Hunter in the studio with us. And we are missing Denise Dirks and Chris Rodriguez, which is not a shock. This August 25th, beautiful day in the western United States. Welcome, you listeners. Welcome, those of you on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We thank you for your service. Those men and women in the wonderful uniforms, we thank you, thank you, thank you for protecting us and making life wonderful for us.
This is the scaled-down version of Radio Law Talk, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's scaled down. But you know what? Todd, it's you and I. That's
well,
all we
yeah,
need.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I might think of it as upscale, you guys. I mean, really.
Yeah.
It gives you guys plenty of time to elucidate and to, you know, share your thoughts on the many issues that will be before us today.
Oh, today's going to be fun.
We've got today a lot of stuff.
There is so much stuff to talk about. And here's the key. A lot of times Todd and I sit down before the show, and Denise or Chris, sometimes here, Rodriguez, and we will talk about kind of, you know, we plan, you know. But we do plan our show over the week because we're texting each other and emailing, so it's not like we don't plan. But Todd and I, because sometimes we're busy, we roll in. I was in out till late last night, and I'll tell you what I was doing. But
I know what you're doing.
I know, but
I saw the pictures.
I tell you, the most important thing in end of August, Cal, and I haven't brought this up to either of you, and I'm going to see if you're going to guess it, and I'm going to see. It's the most important time of the year for Radio Law Talk, the most fun and exciting and entertaining topics of law that we're going to discuss end of August, first part of September, because what is coming up?
School?
No.
Does it start with a B and rhyme with slurning slan?
That's exactly right, Todd. What is it?
Burning Man.
Yes, Burning Man.
Woohoo!
It is Burning Man season. So we will talk in September. First part of September is when Burning Man occurs in Nevada out at Black Rock. And they are having problems and worrying now about what? Me Too movement, sexual harassment issues, that this is free love. Don't forget, this is free love and freedom out at the wonderful deserts of Nevada.
Well, they have a free love tent. And the question is, will that tent, is that what they're asking? Is the free love tent going to be still in operation?
Yeah, there's called the Orgy Dome. I don't know what that is. Todd, what was that?
Well, all I'm going to say is a tent will be pitched in the desert. but you know, I mean, if you think about the demographic for Burning Man, and I recall last year's show that we were talking about it, the number of people that were going that were from the Silicon Valley and from the Bay Area. And, you know, that is part of the hotbed of the Me Too movement anyway, that in Southern California.
Yeah.
And so it's not surprising that those issues would be brought to Burning Man as a way.
Yep.
Because, you know, last year we also had this whole idea that although Burning Man is supposed to be this free, open thing, well, the clique from Southern, from the Bay Area, was bringing in their own little, well, we'll have our palace inside Burning Man, and now they're making it so that it's, well, arguably the opposite of what Burning Man is supposed to
be. Yeah, which is classes.
Yeah.
Classes of people. And so but anyway, we're going to talk about Burning Man and some of the stuff.
So we're not going to broadcast from there this year? I thought this was all set up.
I wish we did. Cal, you're the producer.
I'm just sick
about
this.
Make the call.
The lawsuits have been filed, Fred. I'm trying.
Okay. Wouldn't that be great if we get from Burning Man, Todd's wearing nothing but mud?
Something tells me that if we broadcasted from Burning Man, it would be the first time in the history of Burning Man that men actually got burned.
Okay? Exactly right.
Because I'm guessing we'd be chased around with pitchforks and torches.
Well,
to say nothing of the windburn and sunburn.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
It doesn't matter with the mud all over us. It wouldn't.
You know, and I had a friend of mine. She went to Burning Man on a regular basis with her significant other all the time, and she had this phrase, what the playa giveth, the playa taketh away, the beach, you know, the sand, and the playa will provide. And so I was asking her about sunscreen, and she said, you just lay down in the mud, kind of do that little snow angel thing in the mud, and your body becomes covered with this filth, but guess what? That's UV protectant filth.
It's also a pretty good protection against the whole Me Too movement thing, if you think about it.
That's true.
You know?
So we're going to talk about some legal issues with Burning Man going on now.
It didn't take long to go there, did it?
No. With Denise not here to protect us, it's going to go south fast. But anyway, but we don't have Rodriguez here, so it's not going to go really bad. But anyway, we're going to talk about Burning Man. We're going to talk about Cohen and Manafort. We got to get in the Cohen and Manafort thing.
Yeah.
I tell you right now.
Rodriguez is gone again.
Yes, he's gone. And then Asia Argento.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that, it's like the, you know what I always said when I read that? Whoopsie.
Yes.
Let me repeat that. Whoopsie.
Oops.
So we're going to talk about the Golden State Killer. We've got all kinds of other things that are going. That trial's coming up. We are going to do the most important thing, which is our case or no case, because you know what? That is where you and I, Todd, can now start catching up, and or I can catch up, and or
separating ourselves from the rest of
the chaff from the wheat.
How many are we doing today?
Well, we haven't really discussed that. I mean, we're doing at least one.
I mean, with the
three.
You know, with the head honcho here, I'm thinking we do six, and all of them are double points.
Yeah. that means you at least half are made up.
Let's get to the lemon bars as quickly as we can. Well, you've been dangling that carrot long enough, man.
Been thinking out loud here. If we're going to do double points, we also have to subtract points on double points, case or no cases, if you're wrong.
Ooh.
All right.
So, you know, if we're going to put skin in the game here.
my only concern is I would never want to go down the road where people that are not here have the opportunity to pass those that are here because, think, if we do six and we can lose points, arguably we could lose 12 points and Denise would be leading both of us by her absence.
We wouldn't do six double pointers, but I'm saying if we did a double pointer, we would have to deduct if you were wrong.
When? No, we didn't used to do that. Don't start that now. You're starting that now. Hey, you know what? Don't forget, everything that we talk about today is all alleged, or at least most of the stuff, in lawsuits. And this is what I brought up. I was on the national news on this Manafort and Cohen thing. General topics of law is what we're talking about. Listen, go to our website, www.radiolawtalk, and read our wonderful, very entertaining disclaimers.
Disclaimer page.
Yep. We'll pause with that. Anyway, but don't forget, a lot of stuff is alleged. What even they brought this up to me on when I was talking on the news about the Cohen Manafort. Just because someone agrees to something and as a settlement and they pay money doesn't mean they did it. A lot of times they pay a settlement just because they don't want to have to go through the rigmaroles of court. And so, look, it's cheaper to write a check than to move on. So
same is true of plea bargains.
That's exactly. Plea bargains, all that stuff. And they sign documents. Oh, they signed Stormy Daniels. They made her sign some. Yeah, that happens in all cases. And again, I'm not jumping on the Trump bandwagon to help or any bandwagon. It's a fact that in cases when there's a claim against you or against a company, they sign a general release. And part of the general release says, we are not, in signing this or paying you, saying in any way we are at fault. And just because also, Todd, you know, a person pleads and says, okay, I'll take that plea bargain, doesn't necessarily mean they did it. They just said, look, it's not worth the possibility of losing.
In the criminal realm, there specifically you plead either guilty or no contest. If you plead no contest, under a case called People versus West, if you plead no contest, you're saying, look, for strategic reasons, I'm not going to fight this. I'm not saying I'm guilty, but it's
not worth rolling the dice.
Yeah, I'm getting a better deal.
Carries the same weight as a guilty plea for sentencing.
Yeah,
and the judge will tell them that. I am going to interpret your guilty, your no contest plea as a guilty plea for purposes of sentencing. But after the sentencing is over with, it's not a guilty plea.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to us. We'll do case or no case when we come back right after this.
And this is Radio Law Talk, radiolawtalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
But things changed, and as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone,
like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We even have an Instagram, Radio Law Talk, at Radio Law Talk. Or if while we do this next great, fun thing that Denise and Chris Rodriguez are going to miss out on, which is case or no case, if you want to comment on these cases, whether they are an actual case and whether or not the who wins the case, tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or you can go hashtag Radio Law Talk, and we will follow that. And then we'll go from there. But without further ado, let's roll. Case or no case.
So you're saying you want to do that now. Okay. Okay.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Cal was trying to make up for sleeping at the wheel.
I was setting up my next break, and here we are. Now case or no case. Okay. I apologize.
No, we don't. We're having fun here.
What is in a name? Shakespeare says a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Comic-Con says,
ooh,
that's my name. Don't wear it out. So Comic-Con has a great big festival down in San Diego every year. It's huge. It's been featured on The Big Bang Theory, all over the place people go. So people in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, said, wow, that's a great idea. Let's have our own Comic-Con. And so apparently there are a lot of nerds in the Midwest and in the Intermountain
really?
Region. Who knew?
Shocker.
Here's one.
Whoa. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
And so they advertised and had a huge Comic-Con in Salt Lake City. So the people in San Diego said, whoa, wait a minute, that's our name. You can't use our name. You can't make money on our name. And the people in Utah said, wait, Comic Convention, Comic Con, it's not really a patentable or copyrightable name. I mean, think about it. It means Comic Convention. What about if it was Lawyer Con? What about if it was Restaurant Con? Which they all, by the way, are. Everybody calls them that now anyway. So they said, we're not even going to. This is a ridiculous and frivolous lawsuit. We claim that Comic-Con people are just, well, they're trying to be a superhero, and they're really not. So, Todd Kuhnen, I ask you first, case or no case, and if it is a case, what was the outcome? And remember, this is not for double points.
Okay. So I mean, so far right now, you have given us no details about who sued, what they were seeking, nothing. It's just
Comic-Con sued for general unspecified damages for, I can't think of the exact term.
Infringement.
Yeah, infringement of their, trading on their name. In other words, making money on Comic-Con's name that should have been theirs because it was their name. So in other words, it would be, I guess, and I tried to analogize this in my mind. If Fred decided to build a car in the backyard and called it Fred's Ford, Ford would say, well, that's not a Ford. That's a Fred. You can't use the Ford name on a Fredmobile. Even though it may look like a Ford, you can't do it. And that's what I think the Comic-Con complaint was, basically.
Okay. So. All right. So this is going to be my in-depth analysis here. Since there's only two of us, I can go a little further in-depth. And Fred's looking at me going,
let me put my legs up.
Fred's looking at me going, yeah, spreading it deep is something that you do quite a bit.
So it's going downhill all of a sudden.
I would say this. At the outset, I think that this would be a very easy issue to avoid for both parties because either Comic-Con A trademarked the name Comic-Con, which would be very easy for any other entity to look and say, hey, you've trademarked it. We can't use it. Regardless of how common it is used, if you've got Comic-Con TM, anybody coming along looking at that is going to go, yeah, we should probably avoid that because if we're just a startup, it's not worth the lawsuit, it's not worth whatever. So either A, they did trademark it, and if they did, there's no way the folks in Utah would do it, or B, they did not trademark it, and if they did not trademark it, they would know that they don't have much of a case against somebody else because, look, if you wanted to protect this, that it would be protected
for you. You file the paperwork.
You know,
yeah.
You file the paperwork and do it, and they would know that they didn't do it. And so in either way, I think that neither party would do a suit, and so that is why I'm going to say, Cal, you're making this up. Because of how easy the remedies would be on both sides.
Am I that transparent?
I think you're making it up.
Hmm. Mr. Penny, what do you think on this particular case or no case? Did Comic-Con sue Comic-Con for not comic money, but real money?
There's a couple of issues here. The first issue I'm going to say, Todd, my limited, and this is my disclaimer, limited knowledge on this area of law, which is very limited, but I do know you don't necessarily have to have a trademark or a register to still sue under using a name that you've used for quite some time and stuff like that. So I would say I would disagree with Mr. Kunin on that issue. However, there is no way, but he is so good at this, Cal. He was so disheveled, didn't know the proper legal terms to use, because he didn't use the right legal terms. This is made up, and I know there's Comic-Cons everywhere. There's a Comic-Con in Stockton, California.
Right.
There's Comic-Cons everywhere.
The question is, are those Comic-Cons put on by the Comic-Con company?
No, they're not. In fact, I know the guy that does that one. So
let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, I can. He can get him on. I could text him and see if he'd come on. But I'm going to say no case, because... And Cal, if it is, you made it so, you forgot everything.
He's
you didn't
blame.
Say the right terms.
If he gets it wrong, he's going to blame me.
I'm going to blame him. No case. And I'm not because I'm following Todd. I first said
separate
no case.
And distinct reasons.
Right. Yes. No case. I mean, no case. No, it's a fake case.
It's like when the judge says you object, and the judge says sustained, but on different grounds.
That's true. That
yes.
In other words, you're an idiot, and I'm going to help you out here.
Yes.
So I just want to get this clear. You're saying it is a no case whatsoever, whole cloth, made up case.
Yep.
And Mr. Kunin, you are saying?
You made it up.
Really?
Yes.
Both of you are saying it's no case.
No case.
Yes.
Wow. I'm stunned about this. I really am stunned.
Since you quoted Shakespeare to start this out, I'm going to say, methinks thou doth protest too much.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to give you the answer until after the break, because otherwise,
how could it possibly be
a tease? Yeah, oh, no, wait. We have to wait now.
No, okay. We'll wait to find out, because all I care about is getting what this is a non-double points. If you want to weigh in, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or hashtag Radio Law Talk. We'll look and tell us if you think it's a case. Just say case or no case. You don't have to get into an analysis, and we want to hear about it. So that way, we can maybe give points to the listeners, too. Is that right?
Yeah, you
sure.
Bet.
We'll be right back after this with Fred and Todd.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find...
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Applause from bystanders who gathered at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial this morning for the wreath-laying ceremony by Cindy McCain. She was accompanied by the Secretary of State and White House Chief of Staff. That was followed by the National Memorial Service held in private ceremony at Washington National Cathedral.
Today we give John Sidney McCain III back to the God of love who gave him to us.
Daughter Megan McCain spoke.
I am here before you today saying the words I have never wanted to say.
giving the speech I have never wanted to give, feeling the loss I have never wanted to feel.
There were also tributes from McCain's son Jimmy, President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, Senator Joe Lieberman, and Henry Kissinger. President Donald Trump may not have been invited, but his daughter Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner arrived Saturday to view the service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Your pal Cal.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. Your pal Cal.
I used to sign all of my correspondence like that.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, tell us, was it case or no case?
Then I got one of those letters back, and people said, "You're not my friend."
Well, I used to sign that, and I can't try to come up with things that rhymed with Todd, and then I got accused of blasphemy.
Todd the Bod. Yes.
Yes. Said, Todd. No. Todd the Dad Bod. Now that's more accurate.
All right. Now here we go. Back to Radio Law Talk, ladies and gentlemen, where Comic-Con in San Diego sues Comic-Con in Salt Lake City and says, you can't use our name. That's against the law. That is our name. I don't care how many Comic-Cons there are and how many countries around the world, and you just can't use it. And both Fred and Todd said, that is the biggest pile of old comic books I've ever walked over.
Moldy old comic books.
Basically said that it was not, am I characterizing that correctly? You said it was not a case. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so since both of you said it was not a case, I will give you the answer in this fashion.
Oh, no.
What? He did it on purpose. It was so crazy.
And you know what that means? It sets him up so now we don't know if the next one is. Okay.
This happened this week, by the way. A federal judge ruled Thursday that the comic book convention in Salt Lake City does not have the right to call itself Comic-Con. A decision that could have implications for Comic-Cons all over the country.
I was going to say, that's exactly right. They're everywhere.
The Hollywood Reporter called this court battle one of the biggest trademark cases in the entertainment industry in years.
Well, wait a second.
And by the way, the verdict was $4.5 million.
They said biggest trademark case. So I'm curious
as to whether or not Comic-Con San Diego has a trademark. Because if they have a trademark on the word Comic-Con and Salt Lake City tried to use it knowing that it was trademarked by another entity.
Well, that's just dumb.
I mean, just let me just adjust your dummy sign. Right.
So, Cal, okay, I was trying to look at the Twitter. So they basically won and said they can't use Comic-Con. Others can't use it.
That's correct. No, so now they're like the Comic-Con in Indio, California.
There's one
in
Stockton. Yeah. So they're going to have to change the name.
That's correct. They have to pay $4 million in attorney fees. So that was the award, was the attorney fees for bringing the case. But how would you like to have that gig? The San Diego Comic Convention had asserted claims against other producers of Comic-Cons around the nation. And the guy, Spielman, the guy who does the San Diego show, emphasized to reporters that smaller Comic-Cons should be distinguished from the San Diego Comic-Con by eliminating the hyphen. So it was a $4 million hyphen.
So they're saying they are okay to use Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, just one word. But if you go comic dash or hyphen con.
That's okay?
Can't do that.
Well, so it's interesting. So I'm looking up in the era of Google. Right. So I'm looking at this here.
Yeah.
And the Southern California, the San Diego agency or the San Diego entity is called Comic-Con International, and it's a nonprofit organization run out of San Diego. And the Salt Lake City Comic-Con is Comic-Space-Con, no hyphen.
And they still had to pay $20,000 in remedial advertising.
Wow.
I mean, the judge really said, you can't do that. And I've got to ask you this question because I'm the box of rocks on this one. That's how smart I am.
We are too.
But if there are two words, comic and convention, and you use them together and you decide you want to have a comic convention, how does it all of a sudden become a trademarkable or patentable concept when it's too common use English language?
You just said it. If you called it comic convention, I think it's not patentable or trademarkable. But the fact that it's a shortened version of it, Comic Con, is itself probably trademarkable.
I'll give you.
Obviously, that's what the judge said.
Excuse me. I'll give you an example that I think a lot of people are unwittingly familiar with. Have you ever used a fax machine?
Sure.
Okay. So fax machine, when it first came out, was short for facsimile, and the first company to produce it called it their fax machine, and they would argue that it was trademarkable. The problem was that it not only applied to the specific name brand, it now applied to the name of the machine. It, much like a telephone is, look, this is a phone. I'm holding up a cell phone right now. This is a phone. You can't trademark the word phone because it is a common item that's in common use everywhere.
That's my question.
And so when you look at this and you say facsimile, the first company to produce the fax machine can't say this is my trademark because, look, that's the name of what this device is, and everybody can produce it. So I would say with regard to what you've got, shortening the name convention to con, so it's something con.
Right.
The con part is not trademarkable, but the first part of it is.
And comic's not trademarkable because it's a comic book. It's a comic stand-up comedian.
That's true, but when you put the two of them together, and the fact that it built itself up to the point that this would look, let's face it, Salt Lake City was not coming out with Comic-Con until after San Diego Comic-Con got pretty darn popular.
Yeah, they copied the idea for the convention, I'm sure.
Yeah. Another area we see this is with the NFL. Have you ever noticed that when you're out there and you want to go to your local sports bar to on a certain Sunday, it's getting to be the first weekend in February now, to see the big game? They always call it the big game.
They can't call it
the Super Bowl because the NFL has a team of lawyers out there looking for everybody that uses the word Super Bowl. Send them cease and desist letters.
Like, come to our Super Bowl party.
They have sent those letters to every radio station and TV sports department in the country and say, unless you're specifically promoting our game with our footage, and by the way, you can't use more than 20 seconds of it. I mean, they have real specific rules that they want to impose on their content.
Yeah, no, that's where trademark laws are. Yep. Well, there we go, Todd. You and I scored nothing. That was so disheveled. I think you intentionally didn't read it properly. I think if you'd have read it very intelligently.
I think he intentionally
delayed starting Case or No Case to act like he was doing something else so that we would think, well, there's no way he'd come up with one on the fly. So he's going to have to go with...
All right. Well, it got some good discussion, and it was a good case.
The gamesmanship.
I have another superhero-related case or no case for next hour.
Okay, next hour. All right, we're going to do one quick thing. Again, thank you, Armed Forces Radio Network, for joining with us. Again, we are on the Armed Forces Radio Network from Wednesday 1 to 4 a.m., and Wednesday 1 to 4 p.m. we rebroadcast, and that's so you can hear it all over the world in different time zones. But remember, Adrian Kronauer was the famous Good Morning Vietnam guy. He passed away July 18th. I just read about this recently at the age of 79.
Yep.
The famous guy from 1965 to 1966. He was on the Armed Forces Radio, which is a little different than the Armed Forces Radio Network. We won't get into the distinctions. But he was very well known, and he was only on from 1965 to 66. And his trademark thing was, "Good morning, Vietnam," wasn't it? He was very uncomfortable. If you know who he is, he's kind of a nerdy kind of guy. And he
from the Midwest, probably going to Salt Lake Comic Con.
Yeah, probably. Or the San Diego one, because he didn't want a trademark violation. So, but anyway, he passed away, and what a great... some people thought he did some good, and some people thought he was a little bit edgy, but I know a note that he did a lot to help and raise money for bringing back Vietnam vets that had passed away, and it were they were looking for their remains. I don't know what that was called, but that's what they did.
Yeah, bringing them home. How fascinating is it, though, that one catchphrase defined this man for the rest of his life?
Right.
He became the role model for Robin Williams in the movie. A whole script was written around this.
Right.
Just one simple little catchphrase.
Wait, Robin Williams said, "Your pal Cal?" Oh, different catchphrase. Sorry.
Did you know that Robin Williams at the premiere, apparently Adrian Kronauer showed up, and Robin Williams, and this is from the obituary of him, basically said, hey, he shook his hand and said to him, "Glad I've finally been able to meet you." And Mr. Kronauer said, "I'm glad I was finally able to meet myself, too." after he shook Robin Williams' hand. So, what a great man. But anyway, you know, that wonderful person that did some interesting things during Vietnam. I remember those days as a kid. Again, growing up, I was a little kid during the Vietnam. I mean, I was born in the 60s, and I remember everything going on, the big issues. My dad's a Marine vet, and how he was upset that a lot of his friends were, you know, when they came home, were being, you know, rocks thrown at and all that stuff. So, well, you want to come back, Cal? Should we talk later, or you want to roll it in?
Oh, we've got.
But anyway, I want to say, I just want to say, you know, my dad was a Korean War vet. Love those vets. Thanks for doing everything for us. But an icon just passed away. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk to talk about Burning Man.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Underlying framework for all 10 principles was that consent was at the heart of it. I mean, certainly none of the 10 principles should be interpreted, according to those that go to Burning Man, and I agree with this, should be interpreted as saying that one person's will would supersede another. Consent is always the central issue. But to even hammer this issue home more, there's a group that is petitioning and actively working to add the 11th principle of Burning Man, which is to talk about consent. To make sure that nothing occurs.
Well, they have the hug church there. The hug church is a church where everybody hugs, supposedly at Burning Man. And they now are changing it, according to the pastor of this hug church, to shaking hands first and seeing if it's okay to hug. So that is going to be changing at Burning Man. Now, they do another thing. They all roll around in mud, I guess. Is that what they do, Cal? Cal, do you roll around in mud up there or what?
Those who choose to do so, they're either body painted. They do all kinds of weird things. But my question is this.
Weird? We can't say it weird. We have to say
interesting or unusual things.
Yes, how's that? According to them.
So I just want to get this straight in my mind.
Right.
You go to a tent called an orgy tent.
Yes.
And now we're talking about written documents for any orgy-like activities to take place. Is that how that works? Do you have to have, like, sign an I consent to this orgy?
There's 80,000 burners showing up to this, and that's what's going to happen. See, there's laws and rules that you got to follow, and by the way, it's like they move a whole police force in there.
Right.
And what we talk about every year is, you know, what are some of the violations? We have statistics on what the biggest violations or arrests
and usually drugs, by the way.
Yeah. We don't want to get into that right now because we want to wait until that happens. But this consent thing has come up, and that they want to kind of head it off at the pass is what they're trying to do. And that's why we're talking about it now. But there was a Teen Vogue article that came out that went viral that talked to 54 women at Burning Man who all said they had been harassed at some time while they were there.
Yeah, I mean, look, Burning Man has its Burning Man has its set of rules, its bylaws, it has that, and then it has the perceived reputation that follows it. And every year you're going to have a certain number of people that are attending Burning Man for the first time who think that they know what it is, who don't read the rules, who don't read it, who think it's a free-for-all. I can just go in and all of a sudden I'm transported back to basically caveman days before the rule of law was instituted, and I get to do that. And they're the typical, you know, people that try to build things without looking at the instructions, so they're not going to read the rules and not find out that they've done anything wrong until after they've done something wrong. And you're always going to have that group that you run into. The issue that I have with the consent and signing consent forms is I don't think that solves the problem because of the way the law is written. Now, I want to remind you, I used to prosecute sex crimes.
At Burning Man?
Not at Burning Man, just in general. Right. Okay, I used to prosecute these crimes. And the one thing that people forget is that let's say you have a man and a woman, and they engage in consensual sexual activity. And in the middle of the act, the woman decides she does not want to do this any further in the middle of the act and says stop. From a technical standpoint in the law, if the man continues, even though she said stop, it's now violating the law, even though she consented to start the act and go up there. So because
it's a little too deep for me.
That's the way the law is.
Yeah,
I don't see how getting a written document saying, I consent to this before you go into the tent, changes the woman's right to withdraw that consent
exactly.
at any time in the middle
right.
of the act.
Right.
Exactly right. And that's the whole confusing point that's why I said this. You go into a tent called an orgy tent, and you sign this form, and then all of a sudden some 300-pound guy from the Silicon Valley who writes a code for a living comes up and says, hey, baby.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, these are the kinds of circumstances that might come up.
You're right, Calvin, but here's the interesting thing, though. So this is all, you know, this is from, everyone's writing about this. The Daily Mail, the Reno Gazette Journal wrote about this. And I want to bring in a few quotes. And here's one issue is they said, you know, Burning Man welcomes all people. And the community, their attitude is to welcome all. But the issue is they're saying the problem is in welcoming the stranger, sometimes that translates into someone that you don't necessarily want there, and you don't want to welcome their behavior.
Yeah, and the definition of a definition of welcome, I think, is also another issue, because some people think I paid my money.
Right.
I'm going to this lawless little tribal village they're setting up. I think I should be able to do what I please.
Yeah, to go to your example about the Silicon Valley coder that comes in, getting the pre-signed consent form to a certain extent might create more problems
than
it solves. Because the guy who goes in, knowing he signed, thinks that everybody in that room has consented to his advances, and if they say, no, I don't want to, the girl says, I don't want to be with you, he's going to say, yeah, but I signed a form to come in here. I know you signed a form to come in here. So I am erroneously, I want to confirm, I want to stress that he would be erroneous in thinking this. But he would erroneously think, I can do whatever I want because I know you're in here and you signed a consent form.
Right.
And that's going to create more problems than it solves.
You know, it's interesting. They say they're saying, Burning Man saying basically, we're taught the basics of consent in the first grade, but we need to reiterate it to these people as they come out here when they're adults. I said, and I put a little note next to me. Adults drinking and taking, and not all of them, but drunk and maybe a little bit tipsy from other things. You know, you wonder what's going on out there. But we're going to have a lot of fun talking about this from now until, is it the first week or second week of September?
Yeah, one of those.
I think it goes from the last weekend in August through the first weekend in September. Wow. I believe that's how it works.
It would be a fun place to broadcast live from.
Well, Cal, you work on that. Let's see.
There's not good enough internet.
All I got to say is the Hug Church now is Handshake Church. The last name, Alan, said that he now offers a handshake before giving out hugs as a way of asking for consent.
And the orgy tent is now the kissing booth from the old county fair.
and you have to throw a ball and hit a round thing to win, right, and then exactly. Go from there.
Yes.
So are you going to Burning Man this year?
I think I'm going to pass on Burning Man this year. I'll tell you, look, we have people listening all over the world, but geographically speaking, where we broadcast this show from is on the same, it's Interstate 80, and it's the same freeway that the Burning Manners take from leaving Burning Man and going back to the Bay Area. And when we see them passing by the town we're in and talk about the filthy vehicles. I have heard of people that will buy an RV, take it to Burning Man, and then sell it afterwards because it gets so encrusted with filth and junk, they just don't want to use
it
anymore.
And fine dust.
Yes.
Fine
you can't dust. Get it out, and then they'll tape the windows all around the edges. But you know that, you know, there's all these companies that rent motorhomes. They will not allow during that time period. Either they don't rent them, or you got to sign something saying you're not taking it to Burning Man or to Nevada. And yes, they do. You go try to rent something during that time period and say, I'm just heading to Nevada. And they're like, No, you're not.
not in our motorhome.
Because guess what? You cannot get rid of that fine dust. And so, like you said, Todd, I've sat there on the freeway and sometimes you pull over and just watch.
Yeah.
And I've done that before, kind of just slow down and pull off and just for a few seconds watch. But they're just flying by and it's just a ball of dust. And let me tell you, they're not the nice RVs. They are just some half-made piece of,
a canoe put on top of a Volkswagen and tethered together with some 2x4s, that kind of
it
stuff.
It is very interesting. But, Todd, we now have a place to go. We could be Silicon Valley guys and go to the special tent and be part of the upper crust.
So. Well, crust is an interesting term.
All right, we're going to talk when we come back the next hour. We're going to talk about the Cohen thing. We got to talk about the Manafort. I've been talking about it all week. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Fred Penny.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com
24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.